And now I should be joined on the line by Pat O'Doherty from Age Friendly Ireland. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning there. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And we're joined in the studio as well with Christine, my colleague, who's going to be joining us, asking a few questions, Pat, if that's okay. Okay, Age Friendly Ireland, tell us a little bit about that.
Age Friendly Ireland is a national organisation charged with rolling out the World Health Organization's Age Friendly Cities and Communities programme throughout Ireland. Ireland is the first country in the world to have a national programme with all 31 local authorities signed up and working towards making our cities, towns, villages, counties great places in which to grow old. All local authorities have signed a Dublin Declaration, which expresses their commitment, and are currently rolling out an action plan or developing action plans to look at their environments through the eyes of an older person.
Yeah, because it is a proof of fact now that people are living longer in Ireland.
It certainly is. Currently, and the projections are that the demographic projections would indicate that the number of older people will double over the next 10 to 15 years in Ireland. So currently we're at 11% of people in Ireland are over 65, and that's expected over the next 15 to 20 years to grow to 23%, with the number of people over 80 quadrupling by 2030.
It's great to see that people are living to be a good old age at this stage, and living to a lot of people living into their 90s, where you wouldn't have seen that years ago. It is great on one hand, but on the other hand, a lot of older people have very kind of lonely existence. Like, some people wouldn't see family or friends from one end of the week to the other. And is this part of growing old? Is it supposed to be, you're growing old on your own, or, should there be more facilities out there for older people?
Yes, we'd agree completely with that, and that is why this programme has been very much welcomed and in Ireland, and why the local authorities have taken a very strong lead in the developing of these programmes, recognising the projections, but also recognising that a lot of older people and a lot of our infrastructure isn't necessarily fit for purpose at the moment, and we need to do more to improve all aspects of life for an older person. The World Health Organization has set out a framework which looks at, it's got eight domains, which looks at outdoor spaces and buildings, transport, home housing, information, continue to be involved in learning and development and work, social engagement, civic engagement, and value and respected. So the programme in every local authority area looks at all aspects of life and develops strategies and action plans that helps to address issues around housing, issues around civic and social engagement, loneliness and isolation, safety and security. In Dublin City, there is a citywide programme, but there's also, because of the size of Dublin City, we have got five area alliances that have been established, which are working on the ground with older people, consulting with older people, and involving older people in the identification of where the gaps and the needs are, and what the solutions could be.
Mm. That's very true.
Good. And that's one of the strengths of this programme, is that it's involving older people in the co-designing of the solutions, of the outcomes that make real difference. Mm. And that could be identifying where paving is needs to be improved and needs to be repaired, where the high footfall areas are. It could be around where ensuring that there is guard of presence around when they're at pension day, on the streets or the post offices. It's just identifying what will make our city a better place to grow old, but that's fed very much by the older people. Mm. And I suppose the meeting we had this week, which was hosted by called by Dublin City Council, brought together all the key stakeholders who are working across Dublin and nationally, from the Department of Environment, the Department of Health, the HSE, the local authority, the community and voluntary sector and the voluntary housing bodies to look at how we could develop options of housing for older people. Looking at a specific action within Dublin that could be replicated throughout Dublin and other parts of the country. It was a great meeting in the sense of, you know, it's the commitment at a very senior level within all those organisations to actually acknowledge the need for a housing with care model in Dublin and wider, and that rather than kind of continue just to talk about it, let's get some action and let's look at what solutions we can put on the ground.
Exactly. And you know what, an aunt of mine lives in, she's an older aunt, Pat, she lives in, it's like a place for older people. They're all kind of bungalows and they're in secluded kind of surroundings, but they have a communal room where they can meet, they can play bingo, they can have a bit of a social life as well, and they are kind of, the security is 24 hours, you know, a day, which is great to have. There's always someone on hand if they need them.
Yeah.
This kind of security for an older person is very important, to feel safe, because a lot of older people are left probably in the family home, a big, big house where they're kind of rattling around. Maybe if there was some more of this provided, you know, for older people, just for the older people in like, you know, a safe surrounding and someone there to monitor, they can press a button if they need help. But yeah, they're not in a nursing home. They have their own independence, but they have a communal room where they can meet and that. If there's more of them built around Ireland.
Yeah, that's the express intention of this of the summit. And the summit has charged for a working group to work over the next couple of months to develop, we're going to look at three aspects. One, looking at some of the examples, like you say, where your aunt is in at the moment, looking at some of the cases that examples of housing that exist, also to look at what are the wraparound services that are needed, you know, from housing supports, welfare and community, to care supports, and also to look at how we can use technology in a way to support these kind of a housing with care model. So once we look at that, then we can actually then develop a prototype which can then provide that option. Only roughly around 4% of Ireland's population of older people are in nursing homes. There's 96% live at home in the community. And for many of them, as you mentioned, they're in large houses. Their families have been reared and they've moved on, and they find them hard to maintain financially, but also just the upkeep of them. And they have told us in all the consultations we've done throughout the country that there isn't the options locally or within the area that they've lived for 50, 60 years for them to consider downsizing or to consider moving into a place that's more appropriate.
Exactly.
Or that sometimes the places are one bedrooms or studios. And as their needs may increase as they age, where they may need family, where they want family to come and visit, or they may need carers to stay overnight, they're not able to facilitate that. So we want to look at all aspects of what makes housing, the physical environment, important and attractive that anybody would want to go into. That is not just social, about kind of social housing. It's about it's housing that's for all, that's integrated housing, and potentially also that looks at mixing old people and younger people, but within a secure area.
Exactly.
And also going back to what you said about the community facilities, it's, you know, we don't want to build these locked away silos. You know, some of the studies that we have looked at in Ireland and internationally have showed the really strong and very vibrant facilities are ones that the community are very much part of, that there's a community centre, there's activities that are keeping people active and engaged, they're getting involved, they're close to the you know, they're close to an urban centre, so they're built on brownfield sites, so that people can still get to the church, they can get to the shops, to the post office.
Exactly, have their independence as well, yeah.
Exactly, and but still that they're part of the community that they love and that they've been part of.
Yeah. That's so true. So, Pat, hopefully we might see more of these. I know from my own mother, she's in that situation. Mm. She'd love to downsize and be more of a, to be kind of more involved and more activities. Now, there is great, you know, active retirement organisations and all that, Friends of the Elderly. They do great work and there's great facilities, but the people don't really, a lot of people don't know about them. And a lot of people are very lonely, you know, and there's sometimes they just might need a helping hand saying, do you know what's going on in your area? You know, there's this and this and this, so they can get out and meet with other people. That's the most common, I think, what happens when you get older. The loneliness is, it's very sad to see a person on their own that doesn't, might not see one person from the end of, from start of the week to the end of the week. So just to let people know what's going on in their areas, because there is a lot going on. Christine just wants to ask one question before we go, but do keep up the good work and keep in touch with us.
I was just wondering there, but I think you answered a little bit of it there a few minutes ago. It's just, were you happy with the outcome of the summit meeting there at Dublin City Council?
We were very, very happy. We were very happy with the attendance of very senior people, because we are very much aware that some of what we need to be looking at are practical, common sense approaches, but some things may need some policy adaptations or policy to look at. As I mentioned, we had senior people from the Department of Environment and the Department of Health, from the HSC, from all the community healthcare organisations that are in Dublin, from the local authority, the community and voluntary sector present, all, you know, acknowledging the need for options to be developed. But also to be looking at, you know, we're looking at the short, medium and long term. So in the long term, as developments go, we were going to look at developing a prototype model for a new build housing, but also to look at, in the medium term, how can we identify the concepts and incorporate them into scheduled refurbishment works of existing older people's centres and housing complexes, but also what those wraparound services, how can they also be made available on a wider scale, and people are aware of it, to people living independently in the community.
Brilliant. So is that a starter point now, or have you been doing this a while now?
Well, the housing summit on this week is the kind of is the call to action. Mm-hmm. We will now establish an agreement from this meeting, a working group, a group of people who, from all those key bodies, who will have a very short period, over a short period, will identify what we need to do to bring to the next stage, maybe to commission, also to look at commissioning a new build, and that will mean trying to identify the most appropriate places for a new build to start. The local authority are going to be looking at the social profiling and the economic profiling around the city, and the HSE are going to be looking at their own profiling and where services are to identify where would be the best place to start. And then, as we said, also looking at how where there are other developments that are in plan, how maybe they can take in some of the findings that are coming out of this initiative, and also of research that has been carried out by Age Friendly Ireland and partners over the last year or so, through a one research we did, which was launched last year with Professor Brian Lawler, was on Only the Lonely, which you talking about the value of befriending and volunteer schemes and how they can enhance people who are living alone and who feel very isolated, but also a review of a housing scheme in Louth called Great North Haven, which has used technology a lot, and how that has made people's lives a lot richer and in improving their sense of value and respect.
Okay, listen, Pat, thanks for talking to us today here in NIR-FM, and hopefully we'll talk to you again very soon.
Yes, please come back at any time, and we would also encourage older people and people in the communities to get involved in their older people's councils, which have been established in every area in Dublin, and the programme, and to support the programme. Let's face it, all of us hope that we will make it true to old age, and we want to make sure that old age for people who are there now and for ourselves. ourselves will be a good old age, and we will be the potential that we can continue to give will be realised.
Great. Okay, Pat, thanks very much. That's Pat O'Doherty.
Thank you very much.
Age Friendly Ireland. Okay, bye-bye.